Hey podcasters, welcome to Shaping Identity, a podcast for lived experiences with mental illness, addictions, and the road to recovery. Thanks for coming back for the 11th episode of Shaping Identity. I appreciate all of your support in building this community with me. All right, so I want to just jump right in. There feels like there's going to be a lot for me to explain today. Are you ready for some vulnerability? Here it is. As I was alluding to in the last episode, there's a lot going on with my mom right now. As well as described in the last episode, my mom has been struggling with her mental illness and addictions for many years. And I know what I was trying to convey in the last episode was that she's human and she's battled her fight with the tools she has. And so it's hard for me to be completely mad or even feel justified in really any of the emotions I feel towards this predicament. A little about me before diving in. The issues taking place currently have been affecting my mental well-being negatively. I haven't felt this helpless in a long time, it feels like. It's the most I've thought about drinking or smoking pot since I quit either substance, and it's kind of this weird double-edged sword in a way. My mom's issues have been expedited and made worse by her addictive behaviors. She's abused alcohol and prescription pills for a long time, so I feel myself both wanting a crutch or to numb some of the intense feelings I'm having from all of this, but I also never want to be in my mom's situation. I don't want to get to a point of no return. It happened with my cousin and now my mom. Drinking and drug use started off as harmless. Or, you know, in a way to sort out and handle situations or feelings. But over the years, it's escalated. The use of substances ruined their physical and mental state. And it wasn't necessarily all at once. Little by little, things have been getting increasingly worse. And in my cousin's situation, she ultimately passed away from her substance uses. Her story is very sad, and I will share it all with you one day, but for today, it's about my mom, and I mean me and the way I'm coping with this. I want so badly to give in to the ease of my addictions and allow for them to block out my feelings, thoughts, and emotions. Sometimes I still use sleep in a similar way. When I get really overwhelmed, my immediate response is to want to hibernate through it. Just sleep and wake up to brighter days. But unfortunately, I know better now. I know that feeling and experiencing all of this will be beneficial to handling other issues in the future. It will help me grow and be stronger. It will teach me things and it will contribute to building my resiliency. It's honestly an unfortunate truth for me. It's not easy to say the least. So to explain some of the situation going on, my mom has been battling mental ailments for many years, as I said, but over the last couple, her physical health has also been in rapid decline. Currently, without going into the events too much, she's in the hospital due to her most recent episode of psychosis. The first couple of times it happened, we didn't really know what to make of it. Because of her physical health, she's been getting a lot of infections, which keeps being the go-to answer from doctors as to why she has episodes of significant confusion, delusions, paranoia, and more aggressive behaviors. And I mean, her reactive response has always been pretty aggressive, but we found in these moments she was even more vicious than we'd ever seen before. Her delusions range from fairly minor, I mean, all things considered, to very, very extreme. And this most recent episode was beyond extremely disturbing. She has been living with family the last couple of years, so there's always been somebody around to call an ambulance when she's not coherent enough to call one for herself. It's actually kind of hard to imagine how many times she probably needed an ambulance, but no one noticed because she hides in her room a lot. But besides that, she was found in her current state by her sister this time, and so she was the one to call the ambulance. The ambulance came and had to forcefully remove her for her and others' safety. While in the hospital, she was completely out of it for days. She was paranoid that our family was watching her hospital room and that some of us were volunteering in the hospital just waiting for an opportunity to kill her. She thought our family was out to get her and was saying really hurtful things, particularly to my aunt, or about my aunt, who has given her so much love and has given her nothing but support throughout her life. The doctors gave her antibiotics, but I guess at first it kind of made it all worse. Then I guess they switched meds and it started slowly getting better. But even as she was getting back to like a quote unquote normal, she was convinced her delusions were real, that we were all actually plotting to kill her, and that even she thought that we had tampered with her phone and bugged it in some way. So from this point, she has been slowly getting better. My family and I have all discussed how our desire would be for her to live in assisted living. We think this would be best for her and for our family, honestly, for a number of reasons. So she needs physical care most days. She already has a nurse that comes in often to help her with those needs. She needs someone who can keep an eye on her medication dosages because she has been, and as she says it, giving herself the correct doses of her medicine over my lifetime. And it's funny because she always says, like, the doctors don't know what they're talking about, and oddly enough, never seem to prescribe her the right dose. So she knows better, and she'll give herself the right dose. Anyway, all that to be said, she needs somebody monitoring her intake. As well, she doesn't take care of herself mentally or physically. Without prompts to eat or drink, she won't. And there's been times she's gotten sick in areas of the house and just leaves it there and doesn't clean it up, doesn't do anything about it. And besides that, there have been times, as I mentioned earlier, she goes into psychosis and doesn't have any idea what's going on. In addition to all of that, our family has been through this similar situation with my cousin who passed away from her addictions, as I mentioned earlier. And so all of my mom's issues are really triggering unresolved trauma and past experiences. And so it's not good for our family as a whole to be reliving similar situations like this. Also, I think it's important to add that none of us are equipped to handle the extent of my mom's physical and mental issues. It's completely beyond our scope. None of us are trained in this field. And so we need help. We need help. All that being said, because my mom is sometimes lucid, her care team has no choice but to say she can decide her own living situation once she gets discharged, that she can make important decisions about her healthcare and anything that has to do with it. And I completely understand a patient being involved in decision making. What I have a harder time understanding is how someone in and out of psychosis can make informed decisions with their safety and well-being in mind. I've called the hospital many times, talked to her nurses, doctor, social worker, everyone. I'm certain they're all getting sick of me calling every day, but what's difficult is that in addition to everything I've mentioned, my mom is a pathological liar. And so I can't rely on getting an actual truthful update from her. For example, she told me that her doctors told her she's completely fine and that she'd be discharged soon. But when I spoke with her doctor, they informed me that they're still doing a number of tests and have strong reasons to believe that it could be frontotemporal dementia. I practiced that word so many times and I still butchered it. But anyway, they have strong belief that it's dementia. So in addition to calling the hospital staff most days, I've been calling community resources to find out any options we may have that we haven't thought about. I've tried to even talk to my mom about assisted living, long-term care, or retirement living, but she wants nothing to do with it. She's stated she's completely fine and doesn't need any form of assistance. Even despite how many times I've asked her what she would do if she went into psychosis again and didn't know she needed help. She thinks that we're suggesting assisted living to hurt her, that we're selfish, and that we don't know what we're talking about. But it really seems like our only option at this point. The situation really has me torn up. It's hard to have faith in our care system when situations like this are happening to our family, honestly, for a second time. I wish there was a little more proactive approaches or better continuum of care to ensure people aren't falling through the cracks like my cousin and now my mom. And just to be clear on that point, I don't blame any of the hospital staff. It's a tough situation and they're following protocols. My wish is that there would be some sort of resolution to our issue and it wouldn't feel like such an uphill battle. Anyway, I poured my guts out and I'm a little exhausted. To end today's episode, I'd like to share a poem I've written in response to my mom's situation. It's entitled The Family Meeting. Here it is. Testing the limits of my sobriety, while the issues feel familiar, they're a whole new variety. Toting the line of either truth and hurt feelings or maintaining status quo and presenting deceivings. Unable to effectively process all the information shared, she says this, they say that. Bottom line is, I want her to know how deeply we care. Our hearts and minds are heavy. Not advocating or speaking up, I can't even process the extent of that levy. Gaslighting, manipulation, passive aggression, explosive rage. It's sad to say we've seen it all at every age. Playing the blind spots of conversation, we keep telling them, but it's as if our voiced concerns have no relation. Teetering between old and new mindsets, I've learned strategies, but my ability to implement seems less and less. Stubbornness, pride, and a broken system, desperately crying for decision makers to just listen. Do I throw my hands up in defeat or keep shouting as loud as I can for the resolution I seek? I feel a weighted helplessness, told that I'm selfish. All I'm asking is for her to consider this mess. The psychosis comes and goes, but the memories they instill will linger longer than anyone really knows. It's hard to imagine what the future beholds. All I know is our family's well-being. Well, it erodes. Thanks for listening to this episode of Shaping Identity. This is me signing off with a vulnerability hangover. If you like Shaping Identity, please help me out by liking, rating, subscribing, commenting, whatever you can do, it would help. As well, follow me on Instagram at shaping_identity. Shaping Identity is available wherever you stream your podcast. This show would not be possible without the support of Titan Media Collective. The following is a promo from one of the many shows that they support. Take a listen.
Hey guys, this is B from Arbitrary Advice, your one-stop shop for advice, arbitrary and otherwise. We talk about anything and everything, from serious issues to internet challenges and life hacks. Have a question or topic you want covered? I'm available through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Or email me at arbitraryadvicepodcast@gmail.com. My mission is to help people through their challenges, no matter the size. New episodes every Sunday and available anywhere you listen to podcasts.